Let's start talking a little bit about Seder night. Again, also this learning as well. Lilu Nishmas, Mrs. Gilan, really a very, very special woman who loved Yantif, who loved everything about Yantif, the singing of Yantif, and that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit tonight. To start tonight, we really want to ask a very simple question that we once discussed before with a pshat from Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher. Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zatzal, was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He was not a chassid. He was a misnagid. He was a Lithuanian rabbi. He was a rabbi in Panovich. He was the Rosh Hashiva in Mir for some time. And he was also one of the early, very, very big supporters of the religious Zionist movement in Eastern Europe. And he was also a tremendous mekubal. Thousands and thousands of people would stream to Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher in Germany, in Panovich, in Lithuania, in Mir, wherever he was. We actually found a whole mass of his kvitlach that people gave to him around the turn of the century. And just like the historians love just to go through these kvitlach to see what people were asking about, but like thousands and thousands. Mm-hmm. He was a tremendous, tremendous mekubal. And tremendously revered and respected by other great Gedolei Torah and Tzaddikim in the 19th century. And he asked a very simple question about Purim, about the Purim story. We know in the Purim story, Mordechai and Esther abolished Seder night. Right? They abolished Seder night. And the question is, the famous question that many ask, why do they have to abolish Seder night? What should they have just have done? The decree wasn't happening until when? It wasn't taking place until almost a year later, until Adar. So why don't you just wait till Yom Kippur? You're all going to fast Yom Kippur. You're going to have Rosh Hashanah to abolish Seder night. Right then and there, why did you have to do this? And Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher says, you know what this teaches us? This teaches us that in some ways, the koach hatfila of Seder night is greater than the koach hatfila of Yom Kippur. That's what he says. He says, this reveals to us a tremendous secret, a tremendous ode, that the tefillah on Seder night, in some way, is greater than the koach tefillah on Hallel Yom HaKippur. And the question is, why? Why is the koach tefillah on Seder night so great? Greater than the koach tefillah on Hallel Yom HaKippur. And to understand this, we have to have a famous vart from Rav Moshe Leib Sassover. I don't know if we ever shared this before. When he asks a very simple question, what does it mean that Hashem is pasach al batei Yisrael, right? What does it mean that Hashem was pasach? Hashem passed over? Ki Hashem pasach al, right? He passed al. He said, first of all, why did you say al? Passed, that says passed on. It should be pasach me'al. And what does it mean that Hashem passed over them? We all know the Uncle Maishi song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. What does it mean? Say, okay, Passover didn't punish anyone there. So Moshe Leib Sassover has a tremendous Torah. They say that one time he was by his Rebbe, the Rebbe Melech of Luzhensk, the Rebbe Rebbe Lamelech, Zechusigin Aleinu, and the Rebbe Rebbe Melech gave Rebbe Moshe Leib Sassover the floor to say some Torah. And he said over this Torah, and he began to dance because of this Torah. That this Torah was so chashuv, and this Torah is so important. And what's the Torah to understand the Lashon of Pesach, that Hashem was Pasach al Batei Yisrael? So he says that think about what happened on that night. That night was the night that Hashem said, there's going to be a tremendous, tremendous punishment meted out upon Egypt. That every Bechor min ha'av, min ha'em, the oldest in the house, even Lav Davka Bechor, the oldest one in the house, they're all going to die at midnight, Chatzos HaLaila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes by himself to bring this punishment into a land of such Tumah, right? The Tumas Mitzrayim was so objectionable that when Moshe normally davened, where did he go to daven to Hashem? We know from Rashi, he goes outside the city. The cities of Mitzrayim were shot of bezima. They were immersed in immorality, in idolatry. It was a horrific place. And Hashem comes into this land of Egypt, seeing such horrific Toma. And then what does he see? He sees the Dam Pesach, and some say with the Dam Milah, on the Mashkof, on the Mezuzos, on the doorposts, on the lintels of the Jewish people's homes. And what happens is Hashem is filled with joy at that moment. Like the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Tezayin Vav, that we say on Seder night, Ve'evar alech ve'erech misvoseses bedamayich, ve'omer lach bedamayich chayi, ve'omer lach bedamayich chayi. Right, that it says that Hashem comes and He sees us wallowing in the blood. And Hashem says, with that blood you're going to live. With that blood you're going to live. When Hashem sees that, He said Hashem was filled with tremendous simcha. Hashem is filled with tremendous joy. And He says the Lashon of Pasach isn't passed over. What's the Lashon of Pasach? It doesn't mean Hashem passed over. It meant Hashem was skipping. Like Hashem was rikita. Like Hashem was dancing on the homes of the Jews. Not me'al, past me'al, over them. No. Hashem is Pasach al. Hashem is dancing on top of every Jewish home. Because Hashem is so overjoyed by what He saw, by the commitment, by the mesiris nefesh of the Jewish people. Hashem is tremendous simcha. And Zalkter Moshe Leib Sassover, what's the best time to ask the king for something? You need a favor from the king. What do you want first from the king? You want the king to be in a good mood. You want the king to be besimcha. And so Rav Moshe Leib Sassover suggests that's why Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim that night. Even though we weren't worthy of it, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Why? Because Hashem had to see that the Jewish people wanted it, that they were willing to sacrifice with Mesiris Nefesh for it, and just this one mitzvah was alone to bring tremendous Nachas Ruach and Simcha to the Borei Olam. And Zakt, Reb Moshe Leib Sassover, it's for this reason that Seder night has such a koach. Because every year again on Seder night, the Zohar HaKadosh says, and we one time learned this together, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem comes to every home during the Seder, and Hashem is filled with tremendous joy. And the Lashon of the Zohar is Hashem calls all the Pamal Yishamala. Hashem calls His entire palace and says, look at what my children are saying. Look at what they're saying about me. Look how they remember. Look how they love. Look at the Shevach V'Odah they're giving to me. And therefore, when Hashem is in the state of tremendous simcha, it's an opportunity to ask for whatever it is. And this is what the Shlach Kadosh writes as well. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kof Zayin, says, Yodu Lashem Chasto V'Niflosov L'Vnei Adam. What does that mean? Yodu Lashem Chasto, when you give Hodah to Hashem for His chesed that He gave you, that He did for you, what happens? V'Niflosov L'Vnei Adam. They're going to be pelas. They're going to be tremendous wonders that you're going to see He's going to do for us. That's what the Shlach Kadosh says. And he says this is especially true on Lala Seder, when we know what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that Hashem has tremendous simcha, tremendous nachas ruach, when He hears the Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, so Yodu Lashem Chasto V'Niflosov L'Vnei Adam. So that's when Hashem is ready to do tremendous wonders for His children. And that's why the Rambam also says that part and part of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, we have to know, part and part of Sipri, we spoke about this a lot last year, we spoke about the three matzahs from this context, right? Remember from last year? Why do we have three matzahs at the Seder? Because what do the three types of matzahs represent? It represents three of the four loaves that we bring with the Karban Todah. You can't bring the fourth type of loaf with the Karban Todah. Why not?
Because it's chametz.
That's chametz. But on Seder night, the Mefarshim say, why do we have three? The three Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, good, right? Nice. Cohen Levi Yisrael, good. Good. But I'm giving you a third shot. Three matzahs, third shot, Marilyn. Right? That the three matzahs are because these are the three types corresponding to the three types of lachmei todah that are in chametz. Because Seder night is about Shevach Vodah. That's what the Rambam writes. Part of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim is that not only do we call their miracles, but it brings us to a place of Shevach Vodah. That's why the halal on Seder night, many say, is not a din halal. It's not a din halal like the rest of the year. The halal on Seder night is a din in Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's not one of the times the Gemara says you say halal, one of the count of the 18 times Seder night. No. But rather, it's part and parcel of Seder night. And this is what we have to know, that we have to use the opportunity that Seder night gives us. And the tzaddikim will say there are some unique times when dafki you're supposed to ask. There's some point out seven different times, different times during the Seder. One of the important times is during, and by the way, you should just know that the tzaddikim took this avodah very seriously. of being misbonin, of Sipritius Mitzrayim, not only for what was, but what was not only Mitzrayim, but through all of the generations, right? And we're going to talk that a little bit more about that on Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. We're going to talk about Vihisha Amda, revisit Vihisha Amda, to try and understand it from a little bit of a different perspective, to learn what we've done in the past and to take it forward, because I think Vihisha Amda with Achenu has been the second anthem of the Jewish people since October 7th. No question about that. But what we recognize is that the Aderet, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, who was, Reliel Gottmacher, he wasn't, the Aderet was Mponovich, he was elsewhere. Reliel Gottmacher, I think, was elsewhere, I mixed that up. The Aderet was the Rav Mponovich, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael to be the Rav in Yerushalayim. And the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law, he once wrote about himself in a moment of self-revelation that he says sometimes at Seder night he would embarrass his family because he would talk about the incredible chasadim that Hashem has done for the Jewish people throughout all the generations that were still here. He said he would start sobbing of joy, crying of shevach v'odat Hashem. And like his family would get embarrassed by him, that he was mamish sobbing uncontrollably at the Seder, thanking Hashem for all of the kindness. And again, you're talking about, you know, late around the same time as Reb Eliyahu Gottmacher, late 1800s, early 1900s, not exactly the easiest time for the Jews. But you sit down at Leil HaSeder and you reflect on where we are, you reflect on everything that's happened throughout the generations, and there's a tremendous feeling, an overflowing of thanks to Hashem, of the Shevach Vodah. And some say one of the points that you're supposed to ask this is at Manish Tana. The first time on Leil HaSeder that you really could just open up and ask from Hashem is before Manish Tana. Because what do most Haggadah say? V'kan HaBen Shoel. Here the child asks. So that's the impetus, that before Manish Tana starts, they say it's the first moment, the first time of Leil HaSeder, when you just start davening. Just start davening when you come to Manish Tana. And Manish Tana itself, the Arizal has said, why there are four questions on Manish Tana? Right, you can ask why the four cups, but why there are four questions on Manish Tana? You know what the Arizal says? A little bit of a shocking thing. He says the four questions on Manish Tana correspond to the four levels of existence, the four Kabbalistic worlds of Asiya, Yitzira, Beria, and Atzilus. That's what the four questions represent. The four different levels of existence that we can ascend to, the like living on literally different levels. What, four questions? Why? So some say, well, like, what's Pshat in the Arizal? People just try to understand, what is Ariyah Kadosh telling us? So this is what it's telling us, that through our questions, we can reach the highest places. We have to understand what to ask for. We have to understand that by asking, what does asking do? Asking uncovers meaning. If you don't ask, so how do you get to the depth of things? And so by asking these four questions, Zakta Arizal, we're opening ourselves up to the biggest places. We're opening ourselves up to all of these different worlds. And that's the first place. And there is a beautiful tefillah I'm going to share with the whole shul. I'm sure many of you have seen this. I'm not really on social media, so this is brought to my attention by a few different people, and they asked me. Len was the first one. I couldn't see it, then someone else. A few people sent it to me. Rav Lat, really from Maryland, yes, not from, she was the first one that actually sent it to me. Couldn't see that copy well, but because that's my eyesight. But Rav Lau, the chief rabbi, wrote a tefillah for the Chatufim to say it in the Haggadah. He says to say it before V'yishamda, which is certainly in a significant place. A lot of people have asked me about it, and I think absolutely. Because Seder night is the Leil of Tefillah. Of course, the Tefillah is, yes, Tefillah of Shevach Vodah, of giving thanks to Hashem, but at the same time, of course, Bakasha. Mordechai and Esther didn't push off their intensive Tefillah to Yom Kippur. They said, we have to make the most of Leil HaSeder. We have to make the most of this opportunity right now. And here we are going into a Seder with everything that the Jewish people have gone through since the last Yontif, since the last Yontif D'Araisa of Shmini Atzeres. That's when it was, the last Yontif D'Araisa of Shmini Atzeres. Here we are, 7 months later in the Jewish calendar. We have to storm heavens on Seder night. But it has to come from a place of Hodah and Shevach Hashem. We spoke about that. That was Shabbos HaGadol Drasha that was given Thursday night. 4 years ago, that cursed 4 years ago, when we were writing our own Dayenus, right? Trying to shift and have the perspective of, yes, in the midst of COVID, what are you thankful for? You know, some people tell me those Siddharim, I've heard from so many people, were maybe the most beautiful Siddharim they ever had. The Siddharim during COVID. I've heard that from many, many people, right? But here we're not, but we're in a different Eis Tzara for the Jewish people. But we still have to come from a place of Shevach Vodah. Shevach Vodah for what happened Motzei Shabbos. Who knew it was going to happen Motzei Shabbos? But to give the Shevach Vodah to the Eibishter for ultimately where we are right now. And the Koach of Shevach Vodah, that Mida Tova is Meruba Mida Peranios. Meaning the Bikush is of course appropriate. And there are other times also when you say Va'achshav Kervanu, the Achshav is a moment of Tefillah, Va'nitzak is a moment of Tefillah. There's a moment of Tefillah in Hallel, On Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha. Right? That's a tremendous moment of Tefillah. And yes, in the middle of Hallel, at that phrase, you can stop and cry to Hashem and beg Hashem in the middle of Hallel. You can have your own tefillos. And this is what we have to recognize Seder night. Okay, we're not going to get to many other things. I apologize. It's already late. The first half was the halacha part, so this part is a little bit different. But we did give a shir a few years ago that I posted on YU Torah about night of love and prayer, about this avod of Seder night, that really it's kedai, I think. Don't find another shir also, but I'm just saying, we visited this theme of Seder night first then, a few years ago. But Hashem should help us all, that as we prepare ourselves, a week from tonight, a week from right now, we'll be in our Siddharim. Some will be sleeping. The Eretz Yisrael Dickers will be sleeping, right? You hope, right? You get in every, you don't know, right? That's true. Reena will be raring to go right about now. Sorry, right? But we should all recognize the tremendous opportunity that's coming up. It's a tremendous opportunity. And as we said last week about preparing with Simcha, preparing Begashmias B'Simcha, but preparing for the Ruchnias also, with tremendous Simcha, with the tremendous opportunity that we'll have. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll make the most of this awesome, awesome night. And we know that in Nirtza, the part that most people just like totally, like one of the most beautiful parts of Nirtza, and some say it was actually, you know why it was added to the Agada, and why Ashkenazim have it? Some say it was added to the Agada after the Crusades. It was added to the Crusades to give chizuk to Jewish communities that were broken. And one of the most beautiful things, one of the most beautiful, I mean, the piyutim, uvechein v'yibachatzi alayla, uvechein v'martim zevach pesach. Do you know what these piyutim are? Do you know what the piyutim are? Look in Agada to learn these piyutim. It's all the things that happened on Seder night. When 180,000 Assyrian soldiers were killed overnight around Yerushalayim with Sancher, that was on the night of Seder. Chazal tells us it was the night of the Seder. So do you know how powerful, and again, that's what Uvechein Vayibachatzi Alayla, Uvechein Vamartem Zevach Pesach, these are beautiful, beautiful piyutim that by most of the time we're like gone by them, right? I know, it's an avoda. But take out Agada and look at what they are saying. It's so beautiful. And it's just reminding us how unique and special this night is. There's probably not another night in the Jewish calendar that is so filled with historical precedent for amazing nisim v'niflos. There's not another night in the Jewish calendar that is filled with potential. And again, just look, uvechein v'yibachatzi alayla, uvechein v'amartem zevach pesach. These two piyutim can guide us, should inspire us. And talk about this. Talk about this with your family during Magid. During Magid, to talk about these things. And we'll end with one, just one thing, that people often make a mistake, that Seder night, you know, afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanum nivonim, kulanum zkedim, kulodim yodim es haTorah, mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'tias Mitzrayim, v'chol hamarba lesaper b'tias Mitzrayim, hari zem shuvach. I know you know the story. I know your kids know the story. The school prepared them well. But the mitzvah is, even though we're kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu yod, we all know the Torah. We all know Parshas Shmos. We know Parshas Vayera. We know Parshas Bo. The mitzvah is to say it over. That's the mitzvah. That brings the nachas ruach. that we say over what happened, and the things that we know, and whatever details we can bring in, and that brings tremendous nachas ruach, and that opens up the simcha of the melech, and opens the melech up to the bakashas. So let's make sure that we're doing it in the simplest, and the purest, and the most beautiful way. Just telling the story, and part of that is remembering what this night is, as the Adaris would cry for all of the salvations that Hashem did for us, for all the years, and Hashem should continue to do salvations for us. B'meir of Yameinu.